Thank God for His presence. Thank Him for His Word. If you got your Bibles, would you turn with me into 1 Chronicles 4:9? 1 Chronicles 4:9. I want to try to help us here today with all of my heart. 1 Chronicles 4:9. The title of my lesson today is, I Want God's Blessing. How many wants His blessing?
Amen.
How many wants God's blessing in your life?
Yes.
The word bless and blessing in the Hebrew and in the Greek means having God's favor, having His kindness, His goodness, having His approval. Blessing means to God makes us succeed and prosper. When He blesses us, He prospers us. I want to deal today with the blessings of God, how to be blessed, and what to do that you can be blessed. Yeah. You've got to be in the right place and do what's right.
Right.
To be blessed.
Right.
Man, oh man. How many could say, I know what the blessings of God are like?
Yes.
I have felt them.
Yes.
In my life. I have felt the Lord to bless me. He's touched my soul. The best thing that He ever did for me was when He saved me.
Amen.
Thank God forever. When He reached down and He saved me. He changed my heart. He put His Spirit down deep on the inside of me.
Yes.
And I could forget a lot of things in life, but I tell you what, I never want to forget that night that He reached down and He saved me and He forgave me. And He put His love down deep inside of my heart. Oh God, my prayer for all of us today in this message, Lord, I want to give You all my all. And I want to give You my best.
Yes.
Because You blessed me.
Yes.
1 Chronicles 4:9. I'll be teaching today. Lord helps me. And Jabez was what?
More
honorable. More honorable than his brethren. We don't know how many brothers Jabez had. But he was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Listen to this. Called on the God of Israel, saying, oh. That came from his heart. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And that thine hand might be what?
With me.
And that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. And what? God granted him that which he requested. God blessed him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Jabez lived. I don't know his lifespan. You may be seated. I don't know what he ended up possessing, lands and farms or whatever. But God honored that prayer. Jabez said, Lord, I want Your blessing.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I want Your favor in my life. Thank You, Lord. All right. How many today can be like Jabez? He had a heart for God.
Yes.
He had a spiritual hunger for the Lord. Have you got it?
Yes.
Do you really want Him?
Yes.
Paul said, oh, that I may know Him.
Yes.
Oh, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Oh, that I could know Him and His anointing and in His presence. Oh, God. I want God. He had a spiritual hunger for the Lord. Dear God, I want You. I want Your blessings in my life.
Yes.
The rest of his family may not have had a hunger. He was in essence saying to his family, you all may not want Him. You all may not see your desire and your need for Him. I sure can't live without Him. I just can't make it on my own, God. Oh, Lord. You all may not have a hunger. You might not have a desire to seek the Lord and pray, but oh God, I need thee and I can't live without you. I can't make it on my own. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me. I want your hand, Lord, upon my life. Keep me, O Lord, from the evil in this world, that it may not grieve me. How many believes God will answer a prayer like that when it comes from the heart? Praise be to the Lord. When I come down to the end of the way, I'd like for people to say, if I go before anybody else, when they look at me in the coffin, the old body that I lived in, and they could say, he loved God. He loved him and served him all the way to the end. Brother Scotty, you've been in this just about as long as I have. A lot of miles down the road, a lot of churches you've been to, a lot of times you've uplifted the Lord and preached the good news of Jesus Christ, the times that we've sung and ministered for the Lord, it's never been in vain. How many knows way up inside of heaven there is a book of works that everything that you've done for the Lord, even as much as giving a cup of cold water to somebody that was thirsty, how many knows there'll be a reward one of these days when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every prayer that we prayed, every tear that we shed, every time we reached a hand out to help somebody else, oh Lord, to uplift the name of Jesus, and you raise your little hand and say, Lord, I want to be blessed. Oh Lord, there's something, Brother Jason, in this, that when he blesses us, Brother Scotty, we can bless others with that blessing. That means everything in the world. Oh God, to be able to have him to flow through us and to bless us and to fill the cup of everybody else.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is looking.
Yes, he is.
He's searching for seekers.
Yes.
For hungry hearts.
Hungry hearts.
Does he see yours today?
Praise.
Oh Jesus, I want you. Oh, God, for all of those, Lord, that'll seek you with the whole heart. God cannot, listen now, I'm going to teach us. God cannot bless you unless you give him your all. And give him all of your heart. Come on. You'll never know him in the richness of his blessing and in his power until you surrender your all of your soul to him.
Yeah.
Oh God, he cannot bless you unless you give him your whole heart. You've got to desire him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've got to seek him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
Raise your hand.
Oh, God. Bless him, Lord.
He's real. Can I tell you, he's real. He's rich. He's sweet. He's perfect. He's good. He's wonderful. To the children of men. Hallelujah. He's the blesser and the keeper of my soul. Hallelujah. I'm glad a long time I gave him my all at an altar of prayer. I've had my shortcomings, my ups and downs, but I've never ever walked away and forsaken him. He has helped me. Listen, I fell to my knees. I've been all scraped up. I fell in the mud before. I've been down and out, but God did not give up on me. Hallelujah to the Lord. Ain't you glad he's a lifter upper of your head? He's your glory and he's your shield. He's your way maker. He's your soul provider. Hallelujah. He's a keeper. He said, I'll keep you when you go out, and I'll keep you when you come back in. He said, I'll be a friend that's sticking closer to you than a brother. Like David, David of old said, the Lord is always at my right hand. Hallelujah. And he goeth before me. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm telling you, he's a secret place of the Most High. He is the refuge. And he is a fortress. And he's a high tower. He's a rock of ages. He's the cliff, hallelujah, that I run into. Ain't you glad of that today? Under his wings shalt thou trust. Hey, praise me to the Lord.
Yes. God, yes.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jabez. Shoot. Go ahead, brothers. Go ahead, family. Go ahead and do what you want to do. But I saw my need. Down deep in my heart, I want God more than anything.
Amen.
I tell you, if you put the Lord first, he'll bless you.
Praise.
He'll bless the works of your hands. Praise be to the Lord. He'll make you a blessing.
Yes. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Have your way, mighty.
I'd like to say this today. I've been in this a long time. And I learn, and we still learn as we go.
Man.
We really do. Your blessings, now listen, your blessings are based upon the spiritual condition of your heart.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yes, in law.
Come on.
Man.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
John the Beloved, disciple that wrote Revelation in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. The epistles. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. God looks down in the heart. And when he sees that heart, that desire, that commitment, and that love to him, he's able to bless you financially. He can bless you physically. He'll be your healer. He'll bless you mentally. Come on now. He'll prosper you when the condition of your heart is right. This has to be right.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Did not Solomon in old in Proverbs, he said, keep thy heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
You know where you really live at? You can pinch the old body of Tommy Romans. That ain't really where I'm a living. Yay, God. The real Tommy Romans is a spirit that has a soul that lives in this body. And the real me is a spirit being. If I would take my last breath and fall to the floor, listen, I will be living with Jesus over in glory. Hallelujah. And just raise your little hand and say, Lord, I want to live in my heart. That's really where I want to prosper, Lord, is down in my heart. I want it to go well with me, Lord. I want the spiritual part of me, Jesus. Hey, Lord, to be in the right place with you. Hey, Lord, I believe he'll bless us physically, financially, spiritually, and mentally.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Your heart. Where you really live is in your heart. It's where you live every day. It's your thought life. It's your desires. You know that every one of us, we travel in our mind. We're busy 24/7. From here up, we're busy people. The busy people.
Amen.
God searcheth the hearts. He trieth the reins. You know what a reins is for a horse? It guides. When you're up on a horse's back, you got the reins in your hand. You'll guide that horse in the way you want to go.
Right.
And this is a work in progress. This is something that you have to do every day.
Right.
We need to pray and say, Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. It's a mind thing to have the mind of the Lord, to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Come on, we're very much alive mentally and in our heart. We visit, we talk. Inside. We're a busy, busy, busy people. Oh, God. What Jabez was just saying and what God's trying to deal with this today is keep your heart and mind upon the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I want to prosper, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I want to prosper. When I come to church, listen, I'm trying with all of my heart. How many's trying? Lord, trying. I don't want to have to come to the house of God and people to beg me and pump me and pray me. I'd like to do my prayer and my fasting at home and reading the Word of God, Brother Scotty. Read and pray and seek for God. And when I come through those doors, I feel elevated. I feel good. I feel lifted up. I feel like I got something to help somebody with. I feel like I can sing a song and praise Him and worship Him. There's something on the inside that moves me. You know why? Because I take time before the Lord and I pray and I pray. I said, Jesus, every day, Lord, I need You. I love You. I want You, Lord. Help me to keep my mind upon You. Fill me with a song, Lord, I pray. Oh, God, raise Your little hand and speak, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I want to live. I said I want to live. I want to prosper in my heart. I believe it'll come out in your body, don't you? When your heart is a seeking the Lord and on fire, and it's stirred within you, I believe it'll show outwardly. You'll clap your hands. You'll raise Him in praise and honor unto the Lord. The tears will fill your eyes. Hey, Lord, there's a fountain opened up inside of the heart for the seeker and the prayer.
Yes.
Come
on.
Yes.
Thank You, blessing. So, I really believe all my heart, based upon the Bible, that God wants us to prosper mentally. Physically, spiritually, and financially.
Yes.
But it's based upon the condition of your heart spiritually in here.
Right.
Your affections has to be upon the Lord and heavenly things.
Yep, that.
When our heart is right with God, and when we love Him and put Him first and serve Him, He's able to make all grace abound toward us.
Right.
He's able to make good things come our way. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many can say, I'd rather have the good things? Oh, Lord, this world means nothing, Brother Jason. It means nothing. We just live in it. Just a passing through. Thank God that our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. We're pilgrims and strangers down here just making our little short trip through eternities forever. And I want to be blessed. Paul could have said, when you see me coming, I've got Him on my mind. I've got Jesus on my mind. He said, our conversation is in heaven. What? You mean, Apostle Paul, when you was down here on earth before you gave your life for the Lord, that your conversation was in heaven? Paul said, you better believe it. When you see me coming, I've got Him on my mind. He said, I'm more in heaven spiritually than I am on the earth. Hey, Lord, ain't you glad of that? We can be so spiritually minded. Wouldn't it be good? Listen, wouldn't it be good to be so close unto the Lord that all that we would have to take, Brother Scotty, is one step in on the street of purest gold, and they wouldn't even be a blink of an eye of difference. Hey, Lord, I'd rather walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Raise your little hand not to be worldly minded and not to be carnally minded. Hey, Lord, which is death, but to be spiritually minded, which is life and which is peace. Thank God today I got peace. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and praise Him. This thing's alive. It'll pick you up. It'll put a spring in your heel. It'll open up a well down on the inside. It's based up on your spiritual condition.
Yes.
Come on.
Have your heart.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So,
come on.
How many again today can say, I want God's blessing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Man, this put a smile on your face. You might have had a rough week. Some of us has battled.
Oh, yeah.
The old devil's come at us with mental battles,
yeah.
Worries and fears and frustrations and cares. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get so loaded down.
Oh.
But I'll tell you one thing, what makes the difference is the sweet anointing of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Right.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Give Him a wave offering. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, if haply we might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from any one of us, He has made of one blood all nations and kingdoms upon this earth. Hey, Lord, and in Him we live and move and have our being. I tell you, I believe I can touch you. Hey, Lord, can you say, I believe that Jesus in me can touch my brother and touch my sister and give them hope and encourage them? It's all based inside of your spiritual condition.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Children, I study all week for this. I do. Brother Jason knows where I come from.
Yeah, hard.
You know.
Long time.
I love you. Hallelujah. I pray.
Long time and best.
And Brother Scott, I'd get in that Bible and I'd say, it'd be a reading along. And I don't know about you guys. Sometimes I'll read two or three or four chapters. Yeah. Now listen, you have to be consistent. Be dedicated every day.
Yeah.
And did you know sometimes I'll read three or four chapters or maybe more and maybe read part of a book or part of an epistle? And all of a sudden, did you see that? And I tell you, just like the word just leaps up off the page and it surfaces. You feel it in your heart and it surfaces and it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it feels better and it's sweeter. And you'll say, man, I got to do something with this. I got to make a message out of this. I got to write this down. Oh, Lord. I'd like for others to hear that. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Oh, God, show me. Can you say today, Jesus, show me. Give me a golden nugget. Give me, Lord, that vision. Give me that desire. Put it down inside. Let me see it, Lord. Let me see it like the apostles wrote it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
I'd rather teach and preach than would eat. Well, glory to God. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. You're real. Come on, children. Praise Him today. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Yes, the Holy Ghost. This thing's that keeping me alive. Hallelujah.
Keeping me alive.
I appreciate you, Lord. Praise you,
Lord. Lord, I want your favor.
Thank you, blessing God. Hallelujah.
I want your blessing.
Oh, God.
I want your approval.
I'm like Jabez. I want your hand to be with me.
Yes.
Amen.
With me. All right.
Glory to God.
Listen. Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Isaiah 48 and 17. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. This came out of God's mouth. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. I'll teach you how to profit. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Lord have mercy, I want to prosper. I want to profit, don't you?
Yeah.
How many knows that God will teach us?
Yes.
How many could say, teach me, Lord, I want to learn? Show me, Jesus, I want to see it and I want to feel it. Now listen. If we will listen to the Lord, He will touch us. He will teach us what to do to please Him.
Right.
Heard it? He will show us how to put Him first in everything.
Yeah.
To obtain His favor. God is a saying, I will teach you how to profit.
Bless.
Woo! And listen, that means how to receive a valuable return in investing your time, your money, in my service, and in my work. God's just saying, you'll receive an income or a return for investing in me.
Yes.
The Lord wants you to gain His blessings in your whole life.
Yes.
He wants you, spirit, soul, mind, and body, to prosper. I do not believe that it is God's will for the devil to walk all over top of us and to rob us physically and spiritually and financially. What I have, God has given it to me. And if I use it wisely, the Lord will bless me. Hallelujah. I don't believe God wants us to go through life defeated with our chin dragging the ground. I don't believe it. I believe the Lord will bless you and anoint you. He'll raise your little hand in the house. He don't want us to be defeated and depressed and oppressed. He said, I'm greater than that. My spirit is more power than that. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Devil comes a snooping around and he'll tell you everything and show you everything black, negative, dark, bleak. He'll do it and he'll fill you with dread and foreboding if you let him.
Yes, he will.
Get out of here. Just get out. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Get behind me. I'm going to serve God. I might be in a trial right now. I felt that. I might be going through it right now. The joys are coming in the morning. We have our times. We have our times of tears and brokenness. Yes, we do. We have our times of fiery trials. But the morning's going to break. Thank God forever. I said the clouds are going to open up. And the rays of God's love is going to come down again.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Blessings, Proverbs 10:6. I know some's got their pens here.
Yeah.
Mary said, you need to get in a habit telling them where you're reading at so they can write it. Proverbs 10:6. Blessings are upon the head of the just. How many knows he'll crown us with loving kindness?
Yeah.
You do it. Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. A faithful man.
Faithful man.
That puts God first. That God can count on.
Right.
That God says when the dust settles, he and she will still be standing and serving me.
Right.
Hey, Lord.
The blessings of the are upon the head of the just. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Psalms 5 and 12. For the Lord will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? If God puts a shield around me of his favor, and if I'm covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus, and if I've got Christ living in my heart, the devil cannot cross the bloodline. Come on, how many knows that? No vacancy in my heart, devil, because Jesus, the Lord of glory and my Savior, he lives on the inside of me. I have no place for you in my life. What was it he said in Ephesians 4? He said, neither give place to the devil. Don't ever let him have a foothold in your life. Hey, Lord, when he comes a snooping around and trying to fill your mind with other things, say, Lord, my mind belongs to you, and I'm going to keep a heavenly mind. I'm telling you to look up on the world situation. Hey, Brother Scotty, and to keep up with the news. It seems like it takes every bit and drains every bit of the spiritual life out of us. It don't matter what's going on in this world or how evil and dark it is. It only matters about God. Hey, Lord, raise your light hand. Lord, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. The earth's going to pass away with a great noise. Hey, Lord, but Jesus is going to come for the bride and for the elect. He's a coming in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. The Lord's a coming. Is it right in your heart? Hey, Lord, is your heart in the right place? Hey, Lord,
hey,
God.
He's coming.
Yes, he is.
Let me find him watching. Let him find me watching.
That's right.
Let him find me longing.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be something to be just a meditating on the Lord?
Yeah.
And just praise him on the inside. You know how many times in the night before I go to sleep, my eyes closed and everything, just a conversation with him.
Oh, God.
Oh, I need you. I love you. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Praise.
You're precious to me. Wouldn't it be something all of a sudden in the twinkling of an eye the trumpet would sound with a praise in your heart and mouth?
Amen.
The graves burst open of millions of bodies coming up out of the grave, the trumpet sounding. Jesus himself descending from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. Wouldn't that be something to have your heart just centered upon him?
Yes.
When that trumpet sounds. And changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be caught up to meet him in the air.
That's right.
Listen, I don't want to be lingering outside.
Mom.
I feel serious is here.
Mom.
I wouldn't want to be caught doing something that ain't right. Thinking wrong things.
Come on, bro.
And outside of the presence and the will of God, did you know your mind can be like a wild stallion sometimes? It'll take you.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on.
We need to keep our mind stayed upon him.
Yes.
Blessed is the name.
Come on, don't linger. Don't linger. Don't drift. It's no time to drift right now. God's looking at the heart, the spiritual condition of our heart today. He's looking.
Yes, Lord.
Is your heart right? Is it centered upon God? Does it really, really love him?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you in tune with him?
Yes.
How long has it been since you felt a connection, just a witness within your soul that he's pleased with you? You feel his favor. You feel the witness.
Have your way, Lord.
that sweet presence of God. It's just like saying, son, I know where you're at. I'm with you.
Blessed be God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The next two Sundays, probably, I still want to go in this line with different avenues. How to be blessed. What to do to obtain God's favor, His honor, His blessing. For the next Sunday or two, I want everybody to be here. God has showed me some things. Look at the area of the finances.
Yeah, that's a great area.
Yes, it is. I want us to look at the realm of finances. Did you know that all that we have and all that we possess is all because of the Lord?
All because of God.
Yes, right.
I'm going to deal with tithes and offerings and first fruits. I'll probably never get to it today.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
First fruits and tithes are tied together.
Glory be to God.
I ain't going to get into it now. If it wasn't for the Lord, we would have nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
Everything comes from him.
Yeah. We just borrowed it off of him. He loaned it to us.
That's right. Amen.
Don't you think that he's worthy for us to give a portion back to him?
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Oh my goodness sakes.
Yes.
Phew.
You're right.
I don't really own my money.
No.
If I didn't have the health and I wasn't able to work for it, Brother Scotty, I put 42 years.
Yeah.
Special metals. Huntington Alloys, Inco, three different names.
Right.
42 years.
Come on.
Made a good living there. But they wasn't nothing like when Friday rolled around.
Yeah, right.
Mary said, can I keep the car today? I said, yes, sweetheart, you can keep the car today. So she pulled up her to the gate and she'd come in there and I'd come out to the roll cage and I'd have the check and I'd hand it to her.
Wow.
Sometimes she'd had Sister Evans with her mommy. So guess where they went? They went out, they went shopping, and she took her mommy out to Ponderosa and places to eat. But did you know it was all because of my commitment to my job? I was faithful to my job.
Yeah.
I took care of my job. I went and I put long hours in. Yes, I did. Come home, wore out, back and killing me. Take pain pills to lay down. Oh, Lord, to feel better. But I got up the next morning and went right back. You know what drove me to do it? It was because when Friday rolled around, it was paycheck time. Did I feel like getting up early in the morning about 5:15? Hey, Lord, and roll out of the bed. Hey, stiff and my back are hurting. Couldn't hardly bend over to tie my own shoes. Only God knows, and I told Mary many times, I'd stop and go in Speedway to get a nice big old cup of coffee. Maybe that'll wake me up, Lord, time I get on my job. Hallelujah, I'm punch in and go through that old roll cage. Went in there, felt like I'd been beat up and run over by a bus. Come on, working long hours, Chuffy, you know all about it. Hey, Lord, but when the payday come around, it was worth it because I could pay my bills. I could buy clothes, hallelujah, and put shoes on our feet. Hey, pay the bills and have a nice place to lay our head. I'm telling you, all the things down here are temporal blessings. Hey, Lord, but we're looking for a payday that is out of this world. Hey, that's the reason I keep on running. That's the reason I keep right on a fighting. That's the reason I keep right on a praying. Hey, Lord, we got to press our way into the kingdom of God. We don't feel like it a lot of times, but you got to press and you got to go whether you feel like it or not. But the payday comes with the anointing of God and the presence of the Lord. That feels your soul and the Spirit of God.
hallelujah, touches you, it's worth the battle. I said it's worth the fight. It's worth it. Hey! Hey! Well, give him a wave offering in this house. It's worth it. I'm going to keep right on a keep on my heart. Hallelujah.
We're still teaching today here on I want God's blessing in my life.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever I got to do to obey.
Praise God.
How many could say in your life that surely times, at times I could have gave God more.
Amen.
And done better.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
But God can help you and pick you up right where you are. I felt the Lord up there. He can pick you up right where you are. You might feel the most little insignificant one in this house. But God knows right where you are. He can pick you up. And He can help you increase.
Yes.
He can help you get to that place.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus said, render unto God what is God's.
What is God's?
The Lord is requiring something from every one of us. And if we will give it to Him,
yes,
He will surely bless it.
Yes.
Multiply it.
Yes.
And we will prosper.
Amen.
I am the Lord thy God, thy Redeemer, which teacheth thee to profit. Can you be honest today, everybody in this house, with me, myself?
Yeah.
Show me, Lord, what I can do.
Oh, God.
To get closer. Would you?
Yes.
Dear Lord, would you increase me as you did Jabez? Teach me, Lord, what to do.
Teach us.
That I might have more of you.
Man. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I ain't going to start this because it's getting right into the first fruits and tithes, and I don't want to cut it in half.
No.
So I'm going to give it back to Brother Jason right here. I felt like I've given you everything that God has given me to tell you today.
Come on.
I want to prosper and I want to be blessed.
Amen. Hey, why don't you raise your hand and thank God for the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the word of God.